Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And it is November 25th, 2016, the day after Thanksgiving. And here's where we're going to talk, or we talk about people helping struggling teens and young adults. The guest today is Dr. Nina from Los Angeles. Nina, good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had a good session last time, and I'm looking forward to this one. Now, Nina is a psychoanalyst. She's author of the Food for Thought book, which I understand is coming out shortly, and an online program, Kick the Diet Habit. Very, very busy person. And the topic, what not to say to teens about weight. So, let's give me an example of what you mean. What's the one of the worst things you can tell a teen about their weight?
I think the worst thing that people do, the number one mistake people make is they're trying to be helpful, but their helpful comment backfires. And yesterday was Thanksgiving, and a lot of my patients and people in my online programs were dreading the day because they were afraid of hearing something like this. Do you think you should eat that? Do you really think you should get a second portion of that? Maybe you should make a healthier choice. These are things that people say because they're trying to help, but they're actually being the food police, and it is the worst thing that they could say. Because in the history of all time, no one has ever heard that and said, you know something, you're right, I shouldn't eat this. Wow, thank you for enlightening me. I'm not going to eat it now. No, that will never happen. What does happen is that the person feels terribly embarrassed and ashamed and guilty, and you know then they may even be more likely to turn to food for comfort, since eating is what soothes, numbs, or distracts them from uncomfortable feelings. So being the food police, even if you think that you're trying to be helpful, mentioning food does not make things better. It usually just makes things worse.
So what would you suggest as an alternative? Because I presume in that situation, the person looking at them, they know, or it's obvious they have a weight problem, and they're trying to be helpful to remind them. What do you do? Just say nothing? Or is there something else that you can say that would be helpful?
No, I think that there is a way of communicating your concern without shaming. And so you can say this, you know, when I see you, you know, you could say something like, you know, I'm concerned about your health. How are you feeling? Ask them more about health rather about food.
A more general, global question.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And so suggest some wordings that you might drill down a little bit and give maybe some examples.
Well, what you want to do is get the focus away from food. So you want to ask open-ended questions like, you know, how are you doing? Not if you say, do you really want to eat? Should you really eat that? The answer is no, right? You're saying you shouldn't eat that. But if you say, hey, you know, how are you doing? Talk to me a little bit. What's going on with you? What you want to do is reach the person and have them feel comfortable with you, even if you're their parent or their friend, and then get to, hey, you know what? There's something I've been worried about you, and I've been worried about how you're doing, and I'm worried about your health, and can we talk a little bit about that? If you just start with the food, it's going to lead to shame. But if you can get them to feel comfortable with you and close with you and safe with you, and then mention health, it goes a lot better.
Okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit more. It's the day after Thanksgiving, so we've just gone through that. And like the conversation asking about health in general, you know, at the Thanksgiving table might not be the time. How would you approach that, or would that be, again, something just deferred to another time? If you have some concern and want to try to help.
Yeah, strike when the iron is cold, not when it's hot. Because if it's Thanksgiving or if it's a holiday meal and you're at, someone is actually eating, saying something about what they're eating does not help at all. And there, you know, there are other a few other things that people say that they think they're trying to be helpful, but they're actually not. And I just want to go over those because it's so important to help people know what not to say, right? So some people try to be supportive and reassuring, and they say something, what do you mean you feel fat? You look great. Now that, believe it or not, is another what not to say. Because if someone says, "Oh, I feel terrible. I don't feel comfortable in my clothes. I feel fat, whatever," and you say, "Oh, but you look amazing,"
okay, that so person you're just invalidating their opinion.
That person will never say, "Oh, I do. Okay. I don't feel fat anymore." And if someone says they feel fat, here's what you say. Fat is a substance. It is not a feeling. So if someone feels fat, they're using often, they may be appearing to talk about their weight, but on some level, they're talking about something that's going on with them that's emotional. It's easier to talk about your weight than it is to talk about, let's say, heavy feelings or weighty issues. So telling someone they look great doesn't reassure them.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's a behind the scene, the feelings behind the scene is what you're getting at. And the thought that was in my mind as you were talking, we'll say the gal that's anorexic, skinny as a bone, and feels fat. And how would you handle something like that? That's in a more extreme situation.
That's a more extreme situation. I mean, that's another, you know, the way that you see yourself and what I see is do not go together. And I think something's going on within you that you're using restricting or using focusing on your body to distract from or express. How are you so, you know, what are the deprivations in your life? What are the fears? What are you trying to control by controlling your weight? What do you think you're managing in your life?
You know, I thought, again, I had as you were talking, and it's probably even more difficult or ticklish in our society because there's now I'm hearing in the news of people accusing other people of microaggressions, all these nasty things that you do that we do sort of unconsciously. And I can imagine if they said something like what you started with, why should you really eat that? That would consider it an aggressive microaggression and could get very, very balled up. Is that?
Yes, it's. It's very shaming. It's not even so micro. It's kind of macro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very anything that's shaming does not help. And the other not what not to say that people sometimes don't realize it's a no-no is saying something about other people's weight. Like people who say, "Oh, you know, that actress who lost all her baby weight in 3 weeks, she looks great." Now, you know, if you talk about other people's weight, it can actually be triggering to the person who's struggling. So when people feel bad about themselves, you know, say in comparison to some actress who lost all her baby weight in 3 minutes, they might turn to food for comfort or distraction. Because remember, if people are turning to food, it means they're turning away from something else. And if you focus on the food part, you're missing the true picture, which is something's going on inside them that they're using food to distract from or to escape.
So what would be the general approach to this? Because I'm sure a lot of other things would have an unintended effect of shaming too. What would you advise a person that, how do you deal with somebody, say, particularly if they're talking about diet or they maybe seem to be a little overweight? How would you generally approach that?
Well, a little overweight, you can ask them if it bothers them. Because often people are fine with their, I've actually heard this a lot, people are fine with their bodies, the 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old girls and boys, and they're just fine, and they don't feel any shame until someone says something to them mm-hmm. that makes them say, oh, wait, there's something wrong with me. So don't bring it up. If they don't bring it up, don't bring it up. Unless it's, of course, a more egregious situation and the person is significantly overweight, then you want to say, look, I want to have a difficult conversation with you and it's going to be hard on both of us, but we need to talk about what's going on with you because I think that, you know, you're not at a healthy weight and we need to figure out what's going on with you that's making you turn away from maybe people and to food. What's happening and how can I help?
That sounds like something a parent or a relative or a close friend to do. You have to know the person pretty well before you could ever get to that kind of a conversation, I would think.
Exactly. But if the person does not bring it up, do not bring it up. If they do say something like the classic, I feel fat, say, well, you know, fat is not a feeling. So what are you really saying? Why do you feel so bad about yourself?
How about the comment of saying, well, I need to go on a diet tomorrow?
Same thing. Why? Why do you want to change yourself? What do you think will be different if you lose weight? Because a lot of people think that by changing their weight, changing their bodies, that they will change their lives.
Advertising tells us that all the time.
Oh, yes. Our advertising tells us that all the time. So it's what do you think will be different? This is what I hear. Well, and even from grown women, not just teenagers, grown women will say something like, oh, you know what, if I just, he broke up with me, but I'm going to get in such great shape. I'm going to lose 10, 20 pounds, and then he's going to want me back. As if by controlling the number on the scale, they can control whether someone likes them or not, or wants to be with them or not. And of course, if someone breaks up with you, it's not about your weight. It's about something else. So it's an illusion that by controlling your weight, you control your life. So if someone says, oh, I really need to lose weight, say, why? What do you think's going to change?
So it's try to get it back to the real... the real issues, and this is something that you can, if you're cautious, you can do and be helpful as a friend, right?
Very helpful, because you don't want to collude with the person's negative view of themselves and their bodies. You want to. That's all the weed, right? It's a weed, and if you just pluck a weed and address the weed, the proverbial weed, it grows back. So you want to get to the root. The root that's creating the weed mm-hmm. and get underneath and dig in and say, well, wait, what's going on in your heart and your head instead of focusing on what you weigh?
Okay. Well, gee, we've just about ran out of time, but I want to give you a chance to talk about your book. I understand is coming out in the next month or so, and a little bit about what you do.
Yes, thank you. My book is called Food for Thought, Perspectives on Eating Disorders, and I wrote it to be a very user-friendly way to understand the complexities of eating disorders and help people understand those, as I just mentioned, those root issues. And so I'm a psychoanalyst in private practice in the Los Angeles area, but I also have a YouTube series, a award-winning blog, a podcast on iTunes, and I have, for people who cannot see me, because there's only one of me and only so much time in the day, I created an online program for people who want to lose weight without dieting, and it's called Kick the Diet Habit. And everything's available on my website, winthedietwar.com.
Okay, and if they wanted to talk to you directly, phone number or Skype or however, any best way to contact you?
Best way to contact me is email, which you can get through my website, but it's dr.nina, N-I-N-A, at winthedietwar.com. I answer all my emails personally. So if you write me, I will write you back.
Okay, well, very good. Well, we've ran out of time. Been very enlightening. Thank you very much, Dr. Nina. It was a pleasure, and I hope some people will take your advice to heart. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Dr. Nina, and the topic has been what not to say to teens about weight. Well, thank you very much, Nina.
Thank you so much for having me.